Okay, good morning everybody. So today I'd like to take a look at a pasuk in this week's parsha. Parsha Shmoit, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Yisrael Avnei Yisrael, this is what you should tell Am Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Avnei Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Shlachani Aleichem. Hashem has sent me to you. And now, let's look at these words. Zeh Shmi La'olam. He reveals him something about his name. He's saying, Zeh Shmi La'olam, this is my name. Zeh Zichri, and this is my mention. This is my name, and this is my mention. So, this is the way I am said or spoken. So I'd like to look at a thing which we want to learn from this double loss. What is this statement? It is my name and my mention. It's my name, that's the way you call me. You're going to go together. We have normally two things. If it's the name, it's also the way you refer to
that is not more remembering. What we say Zichri is not the main remembrance. So
we don't use the word Becha in my sort of sense of remembering something that could have been put on something. See, Chazal is even understood in the sense we call it. So let's have a look. The Gemara says in Kedushin, and also the Gemara in Pesachim. Rabbi Avinu wrote, Rabbi Avinu asked, Zeh Shmi, Ksiv Zeh Shmi. It's written, this is my name. Ksiv Zeh Zichri. It's written, this is my way you call me. So what does it mean? Sounds like the way you call me, which isn't really my name, but that's how you call me. And it says, just follow, this is my name. The answer is, there are actually two aspects, let's call it, of my name. There's my name, the way you write it, the name. And there's the way you call it. I'm not called the same way I am written. Nikta ani, the Yud. We write the Shem Hashem with the four letters beginning with the Yud and the Hey. But Nikra, but when we read it, we don't read it like that. We read it, but other stuff. And that's what we learn from this pasuk. Zeh Shmi, Zeh Zichri. This is my name, and this is the way I am called. I.e., there's a different way that my name and the way that I am called.
Is it another question from what we learned?
Yeah, we can, even where it's not the last one, even where it's for a good term.
We cannot
express the name of Hashem the way it is written. With one or two exceptions in the Beit HaMikdash, Kohen Gadol, etc. But as a general rule, we don't express the Shem Hashem the way it is written. Okay. I'd like to look for a minute or two. That's one of the possible idea behind it. We digress a little to some Divrei HaGadol, which we don't normally do it this year, but there's really some fascinating ideas which I came across that I want to share with you. What it says in Pesachim, jumping now to the fourth thing on the sheet. What it says in Pesachim, on the very famous pasuk, by Hashem Lamelech al Kol Ha'aretz, by every year Hashem Echad v'Shmo Echad, the pasuk that we say at least four times a day. Hashem Echad v'Shmo Echad. So it says, what's going on? On that day, it will be Hashem Echad v'Shmo Echad on that day. Ask the Gemara, Asu wa Yidna la Echadu. And today he's not one, only on that day he'll be one. But now he's not one. Yidna la Echadu. Omer Rabbi Achad bar Chama. So says Rabbi Achad bar Chama. Lo yikha Olam Hazeh, Echad Olam Abba. Olam Hazeh, the nowadays period, and the Olam Abba, the situation of the world in future time, are not to be compared. They're different. Well, where they're different. Olam Hazeh, of the stories, in Olam Hazeh, on good news we say Baruch Hashem Amitzis, but on the Surah Rois, on bad news, Olam Hazeh Baruch Dynamics, we say a different process. So Olam Hazeh, in Olam Hazeh, Kulei Hashem Amitzis. But in the world to come, there will only be Hashem Amitzis. And that is the meaning of, on that day, will be Hashem Echad. There will only be one, so to speak, there will only be one way, let's just say loosely at the moment, there will only be one way of thanking Hashem, because nowadays there's two ways. Because there's good news, I pray about me, and then there's bad news, so we make dynamic. There will only be Simple understanding is the Ilan and Abol are only be good things. Rashi says, She'ein Shom Roy, there's no bad news in the future, so I'm not everything will be good news. So there'll only be one way of thanking Hashem. So we'll only be that way. And that's what it means, Hashem now. And then the Gemara continues. What's the next stage of the Pasuk? There's Hashem Echad and Shema Echad. So in time to come, it will be Hashem Echad, although you make the bracha al Toiva Amidim. And it will also be Shema Echad. After the Gemara, my Echad. And what does it mean? It will be Shema Echad. Also, right? No, not Shema Echad, the same question. What about nowadays? It's not Shema Echad. Omra, the Latin by Yitzchok, Loiko, Oyo Bazeo, Oyo Bazeo. Same sort of lotion again. Oyo Bazeo, Oyo Bazeo, not to be compared. Oyo Bazeo, Nikra, Vigud, Anahei, Venikra, Baal, Asal. In Oyo Bazeo, there's two ways of sort of referring to the name. There's the way it's written and the way it's said. Abol Oyo Bazeo, Kule Echo. But in Oyo Bazeo, it's only one. Nikra, Vigud, Anahei, and it's Nikra, Vigud, Anahei. Most likely, you know, it won't be this way. This is something which is related to our Olam Hazeh, to the perception of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We write it one way, we read it a different way. Written with a Yud and a Hey, and it's spoken out with an Aleph Dal. But the Olam Hazeh is only going to be Yud and a Hey. So there's the most amazing things written in the Mepharshim here, which will show us how actually these two stages of the Gemara, the first part of it where we say Hashem Echad, and there's only going to be the Surah Toivah, and Shmoy Echol, this change in the way we speak out the Shem Hashem, actually reflect one another. These two things go together. So I'd like to begin by learning together the Pirush of the Tlach. The Tlach is the Chet Kolamna, the Lodi Yehuda, with his Pirush of the second song. So he says, he refers to the first part of the Gemara. The difference between the fact in the Olam Hazeh, there is Hatoi Ba'amitiv and there's Dainaimus, and the Olam Habo is only Hatoi Ba'amitiv. But Mei Shomah, let us understand the Gemara. Now that you're right, Loi Ka Olam Hazeh, Ka Olam Habo. When he says Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo are not two of them. Harei Be'itzik HaBrocha Ein Hefesh. In truth, there's no difference. The brochas are the same brocha. Shal Hatoi Ba'amitiv, when you have Hatoi Ba'amitiv, Gamma Olam Hazeh, or it's Hatoi Ba'amitiv. When you have Toi Bezos, so now you make Toi Bezos. And as you might have said, yes, John Lovis. Well, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, being came, ain't that he's a cabrocha heavy. There's no difference in the dealing of brothers. The brothers are the same brothers. On good you make it. I told you about me. On bad you make dynamics, and that stays the same. I mean, you just don't have a chance to make it. So what's really the difference? Why would I go about just get straight to the point? Just say to me, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, so the difference is not in the bracha, the difference is in the materials of what happens in those lines. So it just goes straight to the point of that difference. What is this sort of backwards way of going via the bracha and telling you won't make only Hatoi Ba'amitiv when you won't make that dynamic? So there won't be anything bad.
The other option is to say that Ramadan, or even when it feels bad, you know it's
good. So that's how it works. And the Pshat is over. The Yassid says in the Pasuk, in the Novi in Yishai, O Yisrael ki Onat Tobi. I thank you Hashem if you were angry.
What is
the Lashon of Ah, Karoi Ah, Onat Tobi, you were angry. I thank you Hashem for you were angry. Lefi, what does that mean? Thank Hashem for being angry with you. Lefi, Shemei Elio, Yoi Tisei Honoi. In truth, from Hashem, there doesn't come anything bad. The Ein Dovor Ra, Bomei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing evil comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Every single thing which occurs is the Toiva. But people for only a Shivon HaOlam, even when it comes upon a certain punishment, Eidoi Roi isn't bad, and the Toiva is in fact good. L'zaki Oysa, to cleanse him, l'atnia Yitzah Hara, to remove his Yitzah Hara, l'tai Ha Neshama, and to purify his Neshama, Shiyitke L'Olam Shekul HaToiv, that he should be able to benefit in the Olam Shekul HaToiv and the Achor. And the Shalom, by the Mazet, and the Mazet, and the Mazet, and the Mazet, and the we and the Mazet do not perceive it this way, and we're not able to understand the matter to its full extent. But neither the Enoch, Kiru, who raw, and we think it appears to us as something bad. Come on, I'll tell you that, exactly like an ill person, Shalom, like a Hoshet, who we have to bandage him up, the Yeshua Yitzurim, and give him pain, but Hoshet, Hoshet, and the foolish, ill person, so he shouts, "Lahotzer ha'tachoishet," and then take off these bandages. You're causing me pain. Avalachotom. Why Choyre. So even though the Simchai accepted with happiness because he understands that this is his report. The Chayri Yisurim HaRishayim, so it is the Yisurim which are brought upon the sinners. Hein Tachoyshet, they are simply a type of bandage.
Oh no.
Acha Moitoy. When a person arrives in the Oil of Ha'emet, Shereya Mevi Hachoyim Ma'amidi, when a person perceives the true good, Ukamayim La'otim Lovoy, similarly in the re-established world La'otim Lovoy, never by Yom Ahu, it is regarding that day that it is written, I thank you, Hashem, if you are angry with me. With that perception to thank for the thought when Hashem was angry, and his honest life was wrong for the be shown that he came in Baham. This then is the meaning of the word. But nowadays, when something bad happens, we are not able to have this full clarity of perception that it is simply something good and nothing more. We perceive it as being coming from the business of being, and we have to thank in that sense. There is only a toy bami. Pirush, she you make Baruch HaToy Ba'amidin not because there are only good things in the Oil of Abo, but even all the bad things which occur in the previous stage of life in the Oil of Azeh, one is able then to make HaToy Ba'amidin. One perceives that in fact one could have made HaToy Ba'amidin on all of those things. That's what it means. On that day it will be Hashem Echo. And will perceive with a clarity that everything that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing bad comes, only good things, and not everything one can make HaToy Ba'amidin. Now, let's come to the next stage of the Gemara. The same way that this is the theme that lies behind the Hashem Echol, this is the same idea that lies behind the Shemoy Echol. That means the Gemara says that in Olam Hazeh there are two names, there's the way it's written and the way it's read, and in Olam Habo there will only be the one way. We'll take a look in the Barasho. Barasho explains as follows. Ksiv zeh shni zeh zichri nichtav yudkei v'nikra v'alastam the bottom thing on the sheet. V'amrinah v'alma. We say, in what elsewhere, talking that we read, the Haimu Ba'ol HaBazeh, this is the Ma'ol HaBazeh, Abu Ba'ol HaBazeh, Nikro Kisti Ba'ol HaBazeh, with a Yud and with a Yud. Ba'akabot, and the chapter is this, Ki Ba'ol HaBazeh, who midas hadin, shodik the shita parachim. In Ba'ol HaBazeh, the midas hadin and the midas parachim are both playing out. Hebrew also, like in the Brit Ba'ol HaBazeh, shita the Kodesh Baruch Hu al-Rachamim ba'adin. That Hashem joined together, Rachamim and Din. Moshe Kosu, Vinyoi, Veroi, Hashem and Lechim. There was Hashem and there was Lechim. Valkei, Aksiba. For this reason, the way it is written, is the Shem HaRachamim. You know this four letters name with the Yud and the Hei? That is the name of Rachamim, unbounded Rachamim. Bakriya, for this name of reading, Shem HaDin. There's Marashah, this name is the name of Din. Avaloyla Abba. Oh, we're going to see a little more when we're going to speak this out. Yes, the Chiddush, we don't always. And the king, we've heard of being Din. Right. The Marashah says that also this Shem Havut also is a connotation of Din. Avaloyla Abba, Kulay Rachamim. And that's why Avaloyla Abba, which is Kulay Rachamim, for all year Hashem Shalim, Kriyot and Kisibot. Then the Kriya and the Kisibot will be the same. The Avaloyla there, Nikra Alat Dama. We call him with the shame Aleph Dalet, Shu Has Korah. That is the Zikorah, Moire Al Hadin. And even the word Zikorah, the concept of Zikorah, the way you mention something, says the Marashah, this word Zikorah, you found elsewhere being used for this. Shal Kei Nikorah Shashonah Shu Yom Hadin, Yom Hazikorah. And that is why the Zikorah, the way of mentioning of the Shvaruch Hu, is also with this. And look at this remnant, the shame of Avnus, Moire Al Hadin. The chain of others reminds us of this. Look at the four letters. The first letter and the last letter are Aleph and Yud. First and last letter, Aleph and Yud. Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, first day of the year. For Yud, we're going to keep up the tenth day of the year. Uveinayim, and what are you left with in the middle? Milah Dalet. Dalet Nun.
Wow.
Hallelujah, Hashem judges. Isn't that amazing? Shevoisim Yud Yomim, in those 10 days, Shemayim Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Hem Yemei Habim. They are days of being. Val Hem Ba'ol Ba'ol, Shekulim Rachamim. In Ba'ol Ba'ol, which is only Rachamim, Yeh Zichro Gamkein Shehi HaKriya, Nishtabe Kulim Rachamim. Then even the Zichar will all be only Rachamim. V'gam Ba'ol Ba'ol, look at this last line. So I think this fits in with these flaps that we just said before. Also, the Rebbe Azeh, the Shemalker, Hashem did philosophy, Ye Iker Kavonotze al Rachamim. Although one reads it with the Shem Abus, the Kavona which one has is supposed to be to the Shem of the Yud and Hey. Which perhaps brings to mind the idea of these flaps that we should try and perceive how even within the Midas Hadin, really behind that the Midas Rachamim is there. Okay, so that's some beautiful, beautiful ideas. That's what it means. When it says, "Lo yavo," it will be only one shape. Okay, I've got so much time there. I wanted to also come to some halakhic points, which we have the thing we normally look at in this chair. So we only did all inside, but let's summarize a little. So we have other types of words in the Torah, which also are written in one particular fashion and read in another fashion. Besides for this Shem Hashem, which comes from me, we have also this concept of Kri and Ksiv. We have words that are written in one way and need to be read in a different way. So the points we've discussed will all be the din with a Kri and a Ksiv, where, let's say, a drop of wax has dropped on top of that word. Now this might sound like a little peculiar, why should wax be dropping on top of the same word? But let's not forget, it seems sort of hoping this is a pretty common China, why? But in old shuls, before Tashmah, before electricity, so everything was lit by, I don't know, I thought,
yeah, I've been told that there was a lot of wax.
Which were in shuls, they were probably still came. They had been in shuls where the shuls were still lit by candlelight. So what happens? Let's start the stage before it creates. What happens if wax drops on top of the word? So the whole discussion in Poskim we're coming to all now, that is a time in Poskim the Sefer Torah becomes possible, as though it's missing a word. Most people say, you take on, it doesn't become possible. But later, you cannot read it. Why can't you read it? Because you need to read, one of the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah is you need to read every word from the Torah. So,
even if it's not in the parsha that you're reading?
No, so if it's not in the parsha that you're reading, according to this, it will be okay. It's not called that it's Choseh. It's not called that it's Choseh, an ice, or a...
Shabbos
and the whole discussion of taking it off on Shabbos. Yeah. Is there an issue with taking it off on Shabbos? Well, some want to say that maybe it's called the Vikkidish, it's like a type of Moshik al Manos Lifet. It's like Moshik al Manos Lifet, in the same way that if you rub out something in order to create letters, so here you rub out something and you right away create the letters. But also the Shem Hashem is also an issue. Maybe when you take it off, Chalila, you could take off with it some of the Shem. So you have to know how to do it with a bit of in such a way that you won't take anything off from the Shem. So the first thing you talk about is when they say you heat it up on the back side of the slab, carefully, you put it close to it so that the wax becomes very soft. Then it peels off on its own. Anyway,
this discussion doesn't change
yet.
The word is
our
word that
the creator. Oh, that's exactly what we want to come to. So one thing, when we're talking about a word that you do need to read, then we have this tradition. They don't read Pasha. If it's somewhere else in the Torah, so fine, you read your Pasha, a different time we'll deal with it. But if it's not a word that you need to read, then you have this problem. Because we cannot read from the Torah, Baal Peh, we have to read the words. So, the question is asked, it's discussed, what will be if the wax will fall on a word, then you don't read the word anyway. It's a Greek sin, if you just need to say, effectively, Baal Peh.
But you wouldn't say that if the word is missing altogether.
If the word is missing, there's no question that the status of Torah is Choseh. Choseh is possible. But But in it, the Pope's gemara, or according to that style that we think of, that so it's not all soft. If the wax is covering it in a different part, then there's no discussion, just can't read it. So over here, it's there, and you can't read it, but you don't need to read it. So we have in fact, regarding this, yeah,
that's
great.
So we can say the same,
death.
If the word is the word, 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 if
No, sorry, the Spirit of God says that it's like, anyway, you always read these words Baal-Peh. So now you also read them Baal-Peh. What's the difference? The Sharia Prime says that even on a priest's kiddush, one has to look at the ksav. One can read from the ksav and you read it different. Okay. Now that's by every regular priest. So we have this Baal-Peh. Right in the Spirit of God says it's always viewed as a type of Kriya Baal-Peh. And therefore, if it's covered with wax, it doesn't make any nothing in it. You want to be the Kriya Baal-Peh. Shall I try and understand it's not a Kriya Baal-Peh? That is the Kriya of this word. That's how you read this word. You've got to read it differently, but that's the Kriya of this word. What will be the thing when we come to a Shem Hashem? What will be the thing when we come to a Shem Hashem? Let's say it. Let's do all the narrative. Let's say, let's say according to the Shara Prime. We say that every creature is called. This is the Kriya of this world. Is Shem Hashem the same as that? Is it different? Rav Moshe Feinstein sends us some of our focus in a Tosfos in Tosfos. Let's just have a look at the morning. Tosfos and the Tosfos with this whole thing. The Gemara there says the following thing regarding Brichos Kodesh. What it says, Kodesh of Orchest Nevi, Kodesh of Orchest Nevi, so, Shem HaMafurush. I think we're talking in the Beit HaMikdash, when we give Brichos Kodesh in the Beit HaMikdash, the Shem HaMafurush, which means actually in the Beit HaMikdash we use the four letter name as it is written. After I there, the Shem HaMafurush, and we're asked, how do we know it? Well, it's after we get Rosh, they ask, it means the Shem HaMafurush, and I add the Kinnah. Perhaps it means with some type of other name. Kiddi. Type of other name which we use instead of saying the actual Shem Hashem. And what brings the prophet that it doesn't mean that? It means to pronounce the Shem Hashem as it is written. Now what was this Havamina? I mean, Eino Yelo, the Kiddi. There was some Havamina that maybe, although it says the Morex Hashem, okay, maybe don't read it Mamash as it's written. Maybe use a Kinnui, another name instead. What was this Havamina? Says Tosfos, and Tosfos has two Pirush. There's the Pirush of Rabbeinu Hillel, and there's the Pirush of Tosfos himself. Rabbeinu Hillel Pirush specifically, the Kinnui, who go in Kale and the Kinnui, Savokis. Rabbeinu Hillel says, in this Havamina, the Gemara thought, any other shame. You'll say some other shame instead of reading the shame as you'll say some other shame. But only this Savas says Tosfos. It will not make any sense. The Haiti thinks that Adaita should wish his drop. The Vema Yvaretha the Kim, the Mokim Shame, then Arboetius. How could there have been such a hunger to say some other shame instead of this shame? And the Kinnui, when the Moro uses the word Kinnui, Yesh Loima, Kikriyoso, the Allah Dalla. The Moro just mentioned this Halamina. Halamina, that maybe you'll read it the way we regularly read it, the Allah Dalla. But what should also know in the way to make a Shiloh? So Tosfos says there was only a Havamina to say the shame out of God. But to say some other shame, it's just like substituting someone. Why should there be such a Havamina? Rabbeinu Hillel seems to have been comfortable with understanding that the Havamina could have been even much more broad, could have been a Havamina to say any shame. So what's the kudus of a place for men now? Why did Rabbeinu Hillel understand how he understood and Tosfos understood how he understood? Said the Moshe, not the what the difference between them is. Said the Moshe, the difference between them is an understanding in what was the Torah Makadosh class when it says that instead of reading the shame Yud-K, as it is written, you read it with Aleph Dalet. Rabbeinu Hillel understood it, that's just like a substitution. So you bring some other name, you can't read it, so bring some other name. Exactly like the Kriya Gobi understood in Kriya Uksi. It's just like a, or maybe even less than that. It's just some other name, you can't read his name, so you say something else. But Sheikh Totus understood that what was Mitzchadish is that this is the Kriya of the Sheikh Yud-K. So the Moshe Nach Kemena, again, for this situation of the wax falling on top of the Sheikh, can you read it Baal Peh? So according to Rabbeinu Hillel, it's in the same name, you say instead, you can't read it. So you say nothing else. The Maitre we say, Aleph Dalet. So you say, it's not the reading of this name. But Sheikh, according to Totus, that is the reading of his name. So Ken Zion could be that you have to see it. And if it's not, if it's shy or fallen, it's wax fallen, you can't be correct. So it's probably a condition of my place to show you. Alright, stop here for today.